You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Vikings hold the edge in the all-time series. They lead 15-12. And it's clear this year, Gil, they've got a pretty special defensive unit. They've beaten the Tennessee Titans, the Green Bay Packers and the Carolina Panthers in the first 3 weeks. And two of those three franchises, Gil, are legitimate Super Bowl contenders as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Minnesota Vikings, last year, before last season, we talked about how the Jaguars were darlings of pro bettors before this season. Well, the Vikings were the darlings of pro bettors before last season. And you know what? They've been dead on about the Vikings. Vikings last year got to the playoffs, really should have beaten Seattle in the playoffs, but shanked a field goal. Unbelievably so, a really chip shot field goal in the playoffs, if you remember. But the Vikings covered 14 of 17 games against the spread last year. 14 of 17. That is the best against the spread mark in history besides the 2004 Chargers, who went 13-2-2 that year. So the Vikings have not only been a quality football team in terms of just getting wins for their fans, but they're a betting darling as well. And you're right. Listen, this is the year, you know, before the season starts, Teddy Bridgewater goes down with the knee injury. Done. Your quarterback's done. Calamity. Then week two, Adrian Peterson, one of the best handful of running backs, if not the best in the NFL, done. You've got a backup quarterback who just showed up in Sam Bradford. They literally traded for him. Within 14 days, he was starting for them. And then now you've got Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata, some combination of them in your backfield. And you're 3-0 because of none of that. It is all because of your defense and your special teams. Your defense allowing just 4.4 yards per play. That is the best mark in the NFL. They're averaging an NFL best 5 sacks per game. 5, Dave, per game through the first 3 weeks. Tied for second in interceptions. But that offense, gaining only 4.6 yards per play. Only San Francisco and the Rams are worse. And on the ground, 2.1 yards per rush attempt, by far the worst in the NFL without AP. Even when they had AP early in the season, they weren't really running the ball well. So, you know, that's their identity. There's no secret about it. They're just going to try to not make mistakes on offense and let that defense do its thing. They're at U.S. Bank Stadium, their brand new stadium. They played the one game there so far against Green Bay. I had somebody on my show who immediately proclaimed this week that they have the best home field advantage in football. I was like, wait a minute, it's been one game. Like, are you kidding me? So they're better than Seattle, right? But he believes that. So that's the environment that the Giants are coming into. And then the Giants, forgive me for rambling here, Dave, but the Giants are pretty much exactly what they were last year. Remember all those close games the Giants played last year, and most of which went against them, right? Turnovers late, bad decisions late. The Giants were so underachieving. Well, you figured that will change. They're 2-1. They've won both of their games by a combined 4 points, and they lost by 2 points last week to the Skins. So they could be 3-0. They could be 0-3. Just throw it. It's just like, you know, you have no idea what you're getting with the Giants. The interesting thing is, as you point out, the Vikings are 5-point favorites. It's one thing to be this great against the spread team all through last year in the first three games of this year, because typically you're either an underdog or you're a very short favorite. This is a new position for the Vikings to be in. This is a 5-point spread that actually was 3.5, I think, earlier in the week. So this has actually been a lot of money on the Vikings here through the week. Different sort of feel to this. As a 5-point favorite, can you rely on them? That's the question we have to answer.
And I always get the feeling as well, Gil, if you look at the New York Giants, they're a franchise. When you have them as an underdog, they tend to pop up when you least expect it. And Eli Manning has some real weapons as well in Odell Beckham Jr. His friendship, shall we say, was rekindled with Josh Norman last week. And that maybe got in the way of things. But he's obviously one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Victor Cruz and Sterling Shepard, the rookie who's a serious route runner. So they have got players and on the offense that can really turn matches, Gil. And when they come in as an underdog, I always think they're worth looking at, the Giants.
I think you're right. I think everything you said there is spot on. Because I think the Giants are, I mean, they're just a team where, you know, I even said it by points, right? And remember last year, the Giants won the turnover battle in 9 of their games, and they somehow managed to go 4-5. Like, you have to try to do that. That bucks any NFL, you know, truism. And they're just that kind of team. And the opposite holds, as you say. Yet, when they're down and you think they're just a dumpster fire, and Eli Manning, who's won 2 Super Bowls, still can look as bad as any quarterback who's ever played the game on certain passes. Like, it's just ridiculous how bad some of his passes are. And yet, I could very easily see them coming into Minnesota and winning this game outright for, you know, on the strength of much of what you said, Odell Beckham Jr., Victor Cruz, Sterling Shepard, those are 3 great wideouts. And I even think you characterized it well last week. I think the Josh Norman, Odell Beckham Jr. thing might have got in the way, because for most of that game, Norman held him down.
Yeah.
Beckham got his late in that game, but really Norman shut him down for most of that game. But now that he's removed, Norman that is, and they don't have to play the Redskins till later in the season, I think he can get back to the business of football without the extracurriculars. And along with Victor Cruz, Sterling Shepard, those are weapons for Eli Manning. This is just a tough game, Dave. I'll be honest. It's one of these games I asked my panel on my podcast if they were forced, this is the way I ask the question, if they were forced to bet every single game, but they were allowed one pass, one game where they were like, man, I don't know, this could go any number of ways, I'm not so sure this wouldn't be my game. Because you can just see so many different outcomes here. Minnesota, for all, you know, because I love getting the points for the Giants. I really do. Mm. Like, that would be my pick, getting the Giants and the 5 points. I will take the 5 points. Thank you very much. But going up against that Vikings defense, you do so with an Evel Knievel helmet on. That's a 1970s reference for for your audience there. I just skewed your audience like crazy old right there. But I think it is a daredevil move to make. But again, gun to my head, give me the points. When all else is equal, give me the points.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.